The situation in Syria certainly has the attention of the White House. President Obama also has his eye on politics this week as the Democratic National Convention opens in Charlotte. The president is running neck and neck in polls with his Republican opponent, Mitt Romney. As NPR's Sonari Glinton reports, the city of Charlotte has a lot riding on this week's gathering as well.
Charlotte, North Carolina is one of the best examples of the New South. One of the main reasons is everything is so new. I'm standing on a corner in the neighborhood called Uptown, which is the city's central business district. And as I turn around, I can see the Bank of America corporate headquarters. And I look down the street, and in every corner that I turn in, there's almost no example of any architecture that's over 20 years old. The main reason is because of Bank of America and the banking industry. And that's why people came here to protest. Hundreds of protesters paraded around Uptown Charlotte. They call their downtown area Uptown here in Charlotte. They gathered in front of Bank of America's headquarters.
We are here today to protest against these criminal bankers who are responsible for the eviction of millions of people from their homes throughout the United States of America.
The city has been preparing for the convention and the protests for months, taking extraordinary security measures. Here's Charlotte's mayor, Anthony Fox.
So there's no denying that this represents a singular moment in the city's history. It's also no secret that with that level of global exposure and the very nature of this event, that the level of security is higher than any event we've hosted in our city before.
The city passed an ordinance creating a 100-square-block security zone in which almost anything might be banned. Handbags, backpacks, water bottles, scarves, even bicycle helmets are on the list of potential contraband. As local officials are anxious about security, local businesses are anxious about, well, business.
We usually give cops half price. I told them we're not doing that for all the cops. There's so many of them.
James Bazell and his wife own Mertz Heart and Soul, a soul food restaurant. I asked him what's good to try on the menu.
Fried chicken, of course. You're in the South, everybody get fried chicken. Black and pork chops are really good. And believe it or not, what people talk about the most is our cornbread.
Bazell, who's owned his restaurant for 14 years, worries that business from the convention won't live up to the hype.
There's been a lot of anxiety, you know. There's just been a lot of changing, but like everybody I talk to, my vendors, all the employees, everybody's saying the same thing. We'll get through it, we'll just roll with what we got.
Bazell says he and other business owners wonder whether delegates and other visitors will actually have any time to stop and spend any money. I met Rick Udi, who was driving a tractor through town. He's an electrician.
I've got all my generators set out, just waiting on the vendors to get here, start hooking their electrical stuff up.
All up and down this street, huh?
Yeah, all the way down it. See all those vendors sitting, their generators sitting on the sidewalks. That's what I set out.
There were generators as far as you could see. Udi's been working 16-hour days, and there's one reason he's not complaining.
Any big event always brings money. I'm sure that Charlotte will bring in some big money. A lot of visitors in town, a lot of dignitaries.
Politics aside, Udi says big money is exactly what Charlotte needs. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Charlotte.